Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Chris, Lauren, and Steve. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello again, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, Lauren. How you doing, Lauren?
Lauren's on mute.
She's doing good. She's doing good. We're all doing good.
Oh, I'm talking to myself, apparently.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm like talking back to him, like, hey, Steve, how are you?
That didn't work. Alrighty, so on today's...
Wait a minute. No one said hi to me.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
I said hi to everyone. I'm
well,
covered.
Well, Lisa did, yes.
Sharpie's not. Sharpie's giver. Out as well, and he has bad internet at the Alabama border hotel.
Is that where he is?
I'm sure
the
he
Alabama
is.
Border hotel?
It's,
that sounds like something there? Out of a bad spring break movie.
Wow.
Yeah, so he Wi-Fi, all the teenagers are hogging up all the bandwidth, I guess. So
okay, so we're gonna try and run the show without Sharpie. Chris Wood is in charge of puns.
Yeah,
thank you.
And if you listen to our last show, I don't think you did one pun.
I couldn't possibly do a pun. I don't even know how to
he
do a pun.
Doesn't follow them.
No, I know when he makes them, I'm like, I don't get it. So sorry.
No, he's good at it. They're funny. All right. So on today's show, we are going to be talking about the top five Disney resorts of our choice, of our choosing. So I know that Lauren is just dying to start this off.
Okay.
How many are on your list?
Six.
What? Really? We talked about them earlier. You only had five.
I know, but then I remembered that I really liked one other one, but it's for a quick reason.
Oh, it's for a good cause. Is that it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. It wouldn't be me if I actually did five. That's just so not me.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm going to go in. I'm not going in any specific order. It's random order. So okay. Okay. I'm lying. This is really my favorite one. French Quarter.
Okay.
I love French Quarter. French Quarter is the smallest resort on property. It's affordable. The only downside to me to French Quarter is that they don't discount it anymore, which makes it hard for me to sell it now because I just can't consciously put people someplace where they can't get a discount. But I think the food court's great. The staff is great. The rooms are great. The whole location is perfect. You've got the boat to Downtown Disney. And coupled with that, which is my sixth one, is Riverside, but not because of any other reason that I love those royal guest rooms. I would not want to be in Riverside if I was anywhere else on the resort, but in the Royal Guest Rooms.
In the Royal Guest Rooms, sleep five, is that right?
Four. But they're in the prime location on the property.
Okay.
Which is what I love about them. So now the rest of them are not really in any particular order. The next one I love is Art of Animation. To me, and I know Chris loves this one too, to me it's just a great resort. The suites are amazing. You have a lot of room to spread out. You still have that queen size bed in a value resort. I love that my kids each get a bed in that place. Love the food court. Love the yogurt bar. Love the pool. Love the staff. Love the theming there. I just think you get totally immersed in the Disney experience there. Next one is probably a fan fave, probably with me and Chris, Pop Century. If you are going for affordable, clean, nice, reasonable resort, that is where I would go hands down every time. Staff is great. You know, to me, the only downside is those double beds versus queen beds. But otherwise, I think it's a great resort. Moving up to Deluxe, I love Contemporary Resort and I love Beach Club Resort. And I love them for two different reasons. Depending on the trip I'm going on, Contemporary Resort, I love for the Magic Kingdom. I love that I can walk back and forth to the Magic Kingdom. So if I'm spending a lot of time there, that is probably my go-to place. I do love the Contempo Cafe, their quick service in there. I love that turkey brie cheese sandwich. And I love being able to just, you know, look out the window and see the fireworks or look out the Bayside window and see, the water pageant go by, although by day, night three, I'm ready to like shoot myself with a song. But, you know, it's just a great resort for convenience purposes. Beach Club, if I am on an adult trip, to me, Beach Club is hands down my favorite place to go because, A, I love the pool, and B, I love the proximity to Epcot. I think that being able to go in and out of Epcot, especially during like Food and Wine Festival, is the ideal situation. And I can't wait to see the rooms renovated. They really did need to be renovated, so I'm excited to see that.
Now, did they just finish the room renovation over at Beach Club?
I think they're still working on it. I don't know that it's completed yet 100%.
Gosh, I remember when that started.
Okay.
That was a while ago.
That started about a month ago. So, and no, they're supposed to be done in June. Beach Club is supposed to be done in June. Oh, so maybe about 2 months ago.
No.
It's supposed to be done in June, and then I thought they were moving over to Yacht Club.
We saw them refurbishing rooms last time we were there. They had mattresses being swapped out, and that might be a year ago.
Were doing something. Maybe there was a far section. Away.
Maybe there was flooding or something. I don't know.
There was something else going on there then, because the actual refurbishment didn't start till a couple of months ago.
Yeah, and they've been working on the pool. The pool's had sections closed.
Yeah, that part I knew. I just distinctly remember seeing.
And that is by far the best pool on property.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, I don't love that resort. That's probably, that would be way down on my list.
Well, Chris, is that, Beach Club. So Chris, why don't you go?
Oh, yeah, I'm not a fan of Beach Club. I don't like the lobby. It feels kind of small, and I don't know. I think the pool's overrated. So,
I love the pool.
But I won't interrupt yours because I have my own.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I'm good.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to go. You know, we both have Art of Animation on our list. I love space. Like, my husband is not the kind of person who's going to go to Disney World and stay in one room if he can avoid it. So, I mean, there have been times when, like, under the travel agent discount, the Contemporary has been the exact same price or maybe a tiny bit higher than Art of Animation in the suites. And we will stay in the suites if I give him a choice. He's always picking those. So we are at Art of Animation more often than we're at any other place. Second favorite, I love Animal Kingdom Lodge. And I love it entirely for the theming. And I like how I feel like I'm not in another place. I mean, I'm not at Disney World. I'm like in an exotic place. And the pool to me there, I think, is better than Beach Club because, well, Beach Club has that really long slide and they've got the lazy river. The pool at Animal Kingdom is, you know, shaded in places and it's just, I don't know, it's very pretty. So that's next. Caribbean. Sorry, did I say Caribbean?
That
Beach?
Was a really big slip right there.
I know, because I looked at my notes, you know, and I actually just had the initials down. It's actually Contemporary Resort. I love the location. There's nothing else I like about that resort. I have to be perfectly honest. The pool is sterile. I mean, it's completely boring.
Yeah, I don't like
boring.
The pool there.
The pool is boring. I mean, the kids don't care because they're excited to be in the pool. But as an adult, I'm looking around. The theming is so boring. The rooms, I think the rooms are pretty, but the bathrooms drive me crazy. They've got the pocket door. They've got a pocket door, which drives me nuts because they don't close all the way. And when you have kids, the kids are like just opening the door, you know, so you have no privacy. The sinks are a disaster. The sinks
are
like
these. That also happens when you room with me.
No, you're awesome. You never do that, especially when I'm sleeping on the floor. But because that's where I did that. But no, I think those sinks are terrible. They're these square sinks. Like visually, they're kind of nice to look at. But as far as being useful, they're not at all. They're just big and shallow and wide. And there's no counter space.
I would agree.
Yeah, of course, the big draw is, you know, you can walk back and forth in the Magic Kingdom. And if you're really lucky, you have that theme park view, which is so nice at night. So I love that. My next one is going to be Pop, just like you. I love Pop Century because I think it's the best combination of a clean resort, one bus stop, which you and
that's
Lauren,
right. I didn't think of that.
Massive. She and I are massive fans of the one bus stop, and that's one of our complaints. That's a whole different subject, but one of our complaints about the deluxe resorts is often you have a couple pickups on your bus route.
Which should not be happening.
Yes, but you don't have that at Pop Century. You have one bus and there's a lot of them. You know, like I don't ever feel like I'm waiting forever for a bus at Pop. And same with Art of Animation. I think the buses are just as good there, and there's only one bus stop. I'm going to have two more because I am cheating. Boardwalk. As I've said, I'm not a fan of Beach Club, and I do not like Yacht Club. Trust me, I'll stay there. Don't get me wrong. But I like Boardwalk a lot better. I just like the grounds. I like how you're right, you know, next to Epcot. I like the food choices that are available there. Although
there
the quick
none.
Service. No, but you have all of those restaurants on the Boardwalk.
There's no quick service, though. That's my there is biggest the one, problem with that. There's
so
a bakery.
The bakery, and they do have a lot of quick service choices there. They're not as like, there's not as much variety as like a regular quick service location, but I think it's pretty good.
I don't think Lauren wants to let you have this one.
What's that?
I don't think Lauren wants to let you have that one.
I know. No.
Yeah, you're not allowed to like that one. You need to take that one back.
You and I have gone back and forth on Boardwalk before, but you're staying there in October, so I'll have to get your opinion on it then. Yep. I love Boardwalk. It's one of my, I'd say it's my top three. And it's definitely my top three deluxe. But Grand Floridian is my favorite. I love Grand Floridian. I like the location. I like how it looks. I really love the rooms since they've refurbed them last year. I like the dining. I like the pool. The water play area my kids love. And I can't wait to stay there again. It's my favorite. And I like the teddy bear lady. Although I didn't see her last time I was there. She wasn't there. I'm a little worried. So if anyone's heard about the teddy or seen the teddy bear lady recently, please let me know. I just want to make sure that Miss Lynn is okay.
Okay. I'll go ahead and go next. So I am in agreeance on some of these. These are not in a particular order. I would be happy to stay at any of these at any given time. There are pros and cons to each. And just the first one I have on here is Contemporary. And just like you guys, it's that convenience to the Magic Kingdom. You can stink and walk to the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Don't you just feel smug at about 11:30 at night when you're pushing the kids out of the park and you're like, have fun on that bus.
Yeah, that's my hotel right there. I can see my room. Thank you. But like you guys as well, I'm not a fan of the actual resort room. The bathrooms, I'm definitely not a fan. There's not a lot of places when you're in there with a family of four.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of room in the bathroom. There's not a lot of room in the room for storage because it's very contempo. Imagine that.
It's very modern. Mm-hmm. So like the desk, for example, has no drawers.
Right. It's not good for a lot of stuff. And we ended up putting our stuff on the tippy top. I would like, there's a bench or something that I ended up climbing on to put pull-ups or something on the top of the TV unit. And it just, not, in my opinion, the most conducive when you have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think the hotel, I could just spend hours walking around in the hotel, the shops, the restaurants, just hanging out. So,
there's a good energy there. While you don't get great theming, you get a lot of good energy. And some of that has to be from Chef Mickey's. Like all the excited kids that are going there.
No comment. What?
Yeah, that's Lauren and Chris skipping down the hallway.
And I was going to say that's the downside too, because they start at 7:15 and you're like, oh God, not another team meeting.
Yeah,
because they're in there clapping their hands. And
my best advice for that one is to always request to be on the opposite side of that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next one is Beach Club. This is, you know, when I think of Disney, this is the resort I think of. And love it for the pool and the room, everything. You know, I walk in and I smell it and I'm like, all right, vacation has started. It's just awesome. The rooms are nice and big. I guess we're usually in a one bedroom when we're there, so that might have something to do with it. But I
know those one bedrooms only have one bathroom, which is kind of maddening.
Yeah, that's true. Oh well. But just great. The convenience to Epcot and Hollywood Studios, not to mention the boardwalk.
It's just a great location. We usually drive, and so we can get in and out pretty easily if we need to go somewhere else. But Beach Club, love it. And you know what's funny? Because I think, Chris, you said this. Not a fan of the Yacht Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
Don't know why. It just doesn't have any pizzazz or sparkle or magic or something.
I feel
something.
Like it's stuffy.
It just doesn't do it for me.
Doesn't feel kid-friendly. Mm-mm. You know, Grand Floridian feels more kid-friendly to me.
It does.
It does. Something about Yacht Club just isn't there. My next one is Art of Animation, and I am referring to any of the suites. I haven't stayed at one of the Little Mermaid rooms yet, so I'm just going to hold judgment on that one. But the suites are so cool. Just the resort. I get so excited when I think about it because Disney really nailed it on the head when they did this.
Mm-hmm.
They hit the nail on the head. That's what I meant. So they have the theming that is total immersion. And it's, you're there. You're under the sea. You're on the savannah. Is that where Lion King is? He's on a savannah. Yeah, that sounds good. So it's really cool. It's very cool. And I like the food court and love the rooms and the Murphy bed table, all kinds of good things, and two bathrooms. Indoor corridors. There's a lot to like. Lots of pools.
Yeah.
Gosh, I just keep thinking. There's more and more and more. So, Old Key West, I like that one. That's also a DVC, Disney Vacation Club Resort, the deluxe villa. And this was one of the first places that I went with Steve. And it's just kind of become a staple, I guess. And they're bigger hotel rooms, resort rooms. And they're just cozy. They're quaint. I don't know. Not much to say on that. Size. Nice and big.
I'm excited. I'm staying there. I get there Friday. I've never stayed at Old Key West. It's actually my first time staying there.
Well, I look forward to your review. It'll be good, I'm sure. All right. My last one is Wilderness Lodge. And this one, I could hang out in the lobby or play at the resort, hang out, Old Faithful, pool. I just love it. Absolutely love it. I love the restaurants, all of them. The rooms are cozy, the lobby, the fire, just everything. I love it. The outside, the inside. I love that they have bunk beds. Animal Kingdom has those as well, which is really neat. And I like that it's fairly decently priced and it's close to the Magic Kingdom. So that's a plus as well.
That's like my least favorite practically.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't like it.
If Sharpie
like
were on,
rooms.
He would throw something at you.
I know.
Pun style.
He loves it. Did you put that in there as like an honorary Sharpie thing? Because that's very nice of you.
Well, it wasn't an honorary Sharpie thing. It was because I really like it. But I also remember that he appreciates every aspect of it as well. I'm right there next to him with this one.
I'm not a fan.
Mm. Okay.
Mm.
All right, Steve.
All right,
his
so
are going to be the same as yours.
It's tough because, and it's not that I don't like.
It's like me and you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We should
this
get
is interesting.
I like all
I
the.
We did that already.
Yes. Yeah, it's true.
All right, Steve's turn.
Go ahead.
I think I like all the resorts. It's not that, it's just, you know, I like theming better at some. You know, there's a few that I'm not real keen on, but it's not like Disney has a bad resort that you should avoid. But I've broken mine down into value, moderate, and deluxe. So.
Yeah, and I know that I only had the one value. I didn't have any moderate. I could tell you something great about each resort, and I can tell you something that maybe I would make different. So these are just the ones that came to mind.
Yeah, and I think we all have the same value. So Art of Animation, again, like everybody else, it's the newest resort. Like everybody said, it's got an amazing pool, has really cool theming in all the different areas. The food court is, I think, the best value food court with lots of really good selections, and it's, you know, it's being the newest resort, it's clean, it's modern, it has the indoor corridors, and it's got the family suites. So I definitely Art of Animation if you're looking for a value resort. And then the moderate is the one that is Lauren's favorite, which is French Quarter. And for all the same reasons that she said, the size, because some of these resorts you get in there and there's, you know, six bus stops or something and they're just massive and you're walking, you know, 10 minutes to your room from the bus stop and it's outside and it could be raining or it's hot or it's just a long walk at the end of the night. But French Quarter avoids all that just because it's much smaller. And like she said, the location's really nice. You can get a boat to Downtown Disney and back, which is a nice little free boat ride. They have the horse-drawn carriages in that area at night at well. They also have entertainment in the little bar area that I hear that has, he has a lot of fans. I haven't seen his show, but I think it's like...
it's really good.
He doesn't like piano... comedy, singing type.
Kind of, yeah. It's a little bit of everything. Bob. Yeah. It's good.
And the theming's nice. The size, everything about that is a great moderate resort. And then into the deluxes. I like Beach Club just because it's, you know, I've worked at Disney and you walk around that resort and you see that pool. The pool is great for the kids. Chris Wood said it's got this amazing slide and it's on the boardwalk and it's also close, like Lauren was saying, to Epcot. So it's perfect for Food and Wine, Flower and Garden, all those types of events when you want to duck right in the back entrance to Epcot, eat at the countries, watch the fireworks, and then not deal with the crowd getting out of Epcot. Just go right out the back entrance and you are at your room. And also that lake is fun if you want to walk around in the morning or walk around at night, try some of the restaurants. There's lots of stuff to do in that area. And you can also walk, I've walked many times to Disney Hollywood Studios or take the boat. So it's just a nice, perfect location. Although the lobby is not one you hang out in, which is something I don't like about Beach Club or Yacht Club or Boardwalk. They have kind of this low ceiling, kind of dark. It's not a lobby you just want to hang out in and just while you're waiting for someone to get ready or something. And they also do have Beaches and Cream, which is a lot of fun if you want to go to an ice cream soda shop.
The one thing I will say about Beach Club is you do at least have a lot of chairs and stuff. At Boardwalk, you don't have hardly anything.
Huh.
So at Boardwalk, you have like that little fireplace.
Yeah.
With like a couple sofas.
And if you're in Beach Club, we usually stay in the DVC side, which is the villas, and you can get those for cash also. And it's a smaller DVC resort, so it's connected, it's covered. So it's like you're in part of the resort, but you've got a much larger room, so it's a nice way to experience the resort, and plus have a kitchen and a washer and dryer, and maybe a one bedroom or two bedroom. And still be right there in the middle of everything. And you can walk right to the Yacht Club and it's all covered and inside as well and enjoy the restaurants over there and just walk right back. So it's nice. You get all those resorts plus the boardwalk to the boardwalk in and Epcot. So, and then my other deluxes are Animal Kingdom Lodge or Animal Kingdom Kidani. The pools are amazing. You wake up. And if you have a Savannah view, the animals are right there. So I think that's why I like it over the Wilderness Lodge. It might be the same price range or a little bit more. And then at night, it's just amazing. The lobbies in both of those and the lighting is nice and dim. And there's a fire pit or a place to... There's a fire kind of pit inside the resort at the lodge. And there's one outside. You can go outside and look at the animals. There's just a lot of things going on. It just has this kind of warm, cozy feel at night. And they've got some really, and I love Boma. And we've stayed there and if you stay at Kidani and you drive a car, it's all underground parking. It's all underneath the resort. So you can get in the car if it's raining, unload the car.
Nice.
Yeah. And take an elevator right up, to your room, depending on where you park. So, and then my other top one, I think this was Chris's favorite, is the Grand Floridian because I ended up working there. It's got probably the best lobby for hanging out, listening to the band, just people watching, just kind of relaxing. Great selection of restaurants, great location. You just take one monorail stop over. You're at the Magic Kingdom. Take the boat back, and it goes directly back to the Grand Floridian and then on to the Polynesian. You can watch fireworks from there, walk over to the Polynesian from there. It has one bus stop, although it might stop at some of the other resorts, depending on capacity and if they need to pick up people at the other resorts if it's a slow time of year. It's just got a lot of pluses, and they've got the two pools, spa. It's just a nice overall all-around resort. Yeah, and they have the new splash area.
It's a nice one.
And then they also just did the villas, and the villas look amazing, but they're out of my price range. But the Grand Floridian villas look
pretty nice. Do you know
what,
Steve? It seems to me like it's easy to get, like for DVC, it's not so hard for us like to get points at that, the DVC at Grand Floridian.
Really?
Yeah.
To get access to a studio or one bedroom if you have
points? Yeah, it seemed like they show up quite a bit. I don't know why. So can I just say something? You know, me and Lisa both complained about, and Lauren too, complained about the bathrooms over at the
Contemporary
Resort. And they've solved that problem at the Poly. So the new rooms at the Poly, which are the DVC rooms, I stayed in the studio last week. We talked about when you close the door, there's like a big latch that comes out on the opposite side of where you close it. And no kids are getting in unless, you know, they're Superman and they just rip the door off. So I thought that was very smart.
Yeah. And did you say Poly in your list, Chris, or no?
No, I didn't put it on there. And I'm just not. I would stay there anytime I got a chance. But as far as like, I don't have, like every one of my choices are kind of almost an emotional reaction. Like I've had great stays at Animal Kingdom Lodge. So, you know, and Grand Floridian was always a place I didn't even have the nerve to walk into in my 20s. So it's kind of exciting to stay there now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have that feeling at the Poly. I'm just like, I'm staying here. I mean, I was excited. Don't get me wrong, but.
Yeah, and they're redoing the Polynesian, so it's not that, and they've got, but it's, you know, there's so many choices, it's hard to,
yeah.
So you enjoy the Grand Floridian, but then you just hop on the monorail and you go to the Polynesian and you enjoy Trader Sam's or walking around or, you know, so you can enjoy the other resorts as well.
Yeah. I always tell people too, and I stole this from Lisa actually, because people will say, I want to stay at the Grand Floridian so bad, or I want to go to Beach Club and stay there. And I always say a lot of what you want from that resort, you can enjoy just by going to dinner or going shopping and resort hopping there, especially at Grand Floridian.
Yeah, it's true. And that's the case with a lot of resorts. If you go to Disney often, and if you're not resort hopping every once in a while, you're doing yourself a disservice, because there's so much to see and experience, and just check them out. They're awesome.
Especially at Christmas. Yeah. Like once those decorations go up, every single resort deserves a visit, even the All-Stars. Even All-Star Sports, which I am not a fan of, just because of the theming.
Well, and I think too, you know, things change year after year, and what you like and what you dislike changes. So I also think going and staying at different places actually is beneficial. So like I used to be stuck in a rut all the time, always just staying at French Quarter. And I'm finding that I'm falling in love with different things about different resorts for different experiences now.
Yeah,
well, and
so
your husband
many.
Likes Art of Animation. So that was
I found
like
a resort
deal.
He likes. Yep.
Yeah, it's
I
nice.
I never thought that would happen.
It's definitely nice because you can go to Disney and always get a different experience. And by the time you come back to another resort, you know, it's been a while. There's so many to do.
Is there one resort that you just wouldn't stay at?
I can tell you exactly which one it is.
Yep.
Caribbean Beach.
You know what? I'm going to make you stay there.
Oh, you know what? I almost feel like I have to, but see,
did you see the new rooms?
Yes, but
and were they lovely?
You know what? They were fine. I am not a fan of moderates. I tell people all the time, you either go big or you go cheap, but you don't go a moderate. And
I don't agree with that.
Oh no. Unless you have a big tall person who can't sleep in those beds, I think the values are totally fine. Why would you spend an extra $100 a night to stay with, you know what you get in a moderate? 60 more square feet and a slide at the pool.
And so, a lot more comfortable bed.
You know, and I say this as someone who's 5'2", I could sleep on those kid beds.
Yeah, but those, the beds in the value resorts are like sleeping on cardboard.
No, they're totally not comfortable.
No, they're not. They're not comfortable at all.
Oh, no. I've never noticed that at all. I've stayed at Pop, I think, twice at least last year, and I was comfortable both times. But again, I'm a short person, so.
But I don't find them comfortable at all. That's my least favorite thing about the value resorts is the beds.
Yeah. No, I'm good with the whole thing. I don't want to spend $100. The only time I say go with a moderate is when you're looking, you know, how sometimes free dining will come out, and then when people upgrade from quick service to plus at a value, they're always like, oh, it's like $300 difference. I'm like, okay, maybe then do your moderate resort. But otherwise, I think they're not worth it, which is probably why I never sell them. Darn it. But
I don't agree. I actually think the moderates are really worth it. I'm a huge fan of the moderates. I think the moderates are a really happy medium to not paying $500 a night.
Well, yeah,
and getting
that's
a little
nice.
Bit of comfort.
Well, and that's why I say go. It's kind of like my attitude with cake. You know, don't have any or have it all.
I think my resort would be All Star Music.
Oh yeah. I actually had a great stay there with Natalie, who used to be on the show.
That is one hotel that I have never stayed at, and I'm okay if I never stay there.
You know what? It's like all the other All-Stars, only
just themed differently.
Yeah, it's just themed differently. I mean, I don't, again, I would.
I'm probably, also not a fan at all of the All-Stars.
Well, I don't care for the All-Stars because I don't like the colors. But
I like the busing.
Yeah, you know, I always have a car, so I'm not too experienced in those buses. So.
Yeah, I do think it's funny that people, they want their value resort that they want. And
well, then a lot of people, they get used to doing, it's the memory thing. They've been there, they go there, they remember it, it's familiar.
Remember when Jim Hill came on the show and he said a lot of what keeps Disney going is people remembering when they went as kids. And I think he said something like, mommy and daddy were still together. And he makes a really valid point. And as you said, there is a nostalgia factor associated with resorts, which is why people tend to go back to the same resort every time.
Yeah. It's that feeling like, okay, I'm here. I get that feeling when I put my e-pass on the car to drive down to Orlando. I'm like, yeah.
Me too. I get all excited when I put my sun pass on there.
Yep, you put your sun pass in the window and you're like, I'm on my way.
I get really excited. And then always falls off and lands on my head.
Every time. Push it on harder.
It's like we can't start a trip unless I get bonked on the head with that thing. Anyway, sorry, Lauren, what were you saying?
I don't know.
Lauren, Lisa, which one is yours? I'm very curious.
My least favorite?
Yes.
I get nothing out of Saratoga Springs.
Oh yeah. Well,
it doesn't scream Disney in any way. But I have to agree, Caribbean Beach, you know, if someone said we were going down there and we had training and we're going to be staying at Caribbean Beach, we're like, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, you know, any other moderate, I'm all about Coronado and the Riverside and French Quarter, can do those. No one said anything about like the tree houses or the cabins or some of the cool things.
I've never stayed at either one of them.
The cabins are pretty awesome, but, okay. So that was the first time I'd ever stayed on Disney property, and it was fantastic because the twins were 10 months old and just, they like to make a lot of noise at night and scream occasionally. So that was a nice aspect of it. My cabin was filthy. It's the only time I've ever had a dirty room at Disney. But I kind of liked it. I wouldn't stay there ever again because it's not like a hotel.
Well, yeah. The reason Wilderness, what was it? Fort Wilderness is just not real convenient because of the bus loop yeah. that you have to ride in, and then you have to take a bus yeah. to get
That's why
out of there,
that.
And then you have to take another bus.
Do you know what I tell people, though? I'm like, if you have a lot of little kids and you're worried, because, I mean, when the twins are little, I did worry, you know, because they had never traveled before. It was their first trip, and they did, you know, it would exactly what I expected, which was make a lot of noise. I always tell people, if you have little kids, this is awesome because they can make all the noise they want.
Yeah, and it's a different type of vacation. It's definitely if you want to go, and they've got all kinds of stuff with the horseback riding and archery and
mm-hmm. and snakes,
bonfires and
squirrels, armadillos.
Yeah, and all gators. The wildlife, gators and deer and
peacocks.
They have and that and there? They have a really good rest peacocks. That restaurant.
Oh, Trails End
is really good. Oh, I mean, there's I like a lot of it's a fun vacation in itself, but And you can during Christmas or during Halloween, people decorate their campsites, and you can go on a hayride and see all the. So there's a lot going on, and they decorate their golf carts, and they have a theme. So there's a lot of cool stuff. But yes, it's done in a convenient location.
Those cabins have been there since 1971, and they're trailers. So I mean, they look like cabins, but they're essentially trailers, and mm-hmm. so you have to wonder.
That must be where I stayed in 76. But
oh, I bet.
Yeah. So, all right. Steve's doing the finger roll. So that means
oh, wait.
To
he hasn't told us his least favorite.
Oh.
Well, all right. Real quick. Did you do your least favorite?
I did.
She did.
All right. So, least it's the same as your guys. So, it's Caribbean Beach and Saratoga Springs. So, Saratoga for the amount of money for, a deluxe or a deluxe villa, just the theme, the location, it's just not worth it to me.
I mean, the size of the rooms isn't any different than any other deluxe, really.
And I really don't want to, you know, it's such a large resort that you're basically driving. I don't know. It's just not.
It's a convention resort, and it works for that.
Yeah, it's
Can
not.
Can I just say, for some people, I think it works. For people who aren't huge Disney fans, I think it works.
Yeah. It's so.
For someone who wants to go for a run in the morning, it's awesome location.
Yep. Yeah, so it works for that. And if you want a proximity to Downtown Disney, I stayed there once yeah. and, you know, I just walked over to Downtown Disney and walked back. You know, and it's a nice resort. It's just not, there's a lot of stuff. I would, for the same amount of money, I can get so much more that I enjoy. And then the Caribbean Beach, it's the same thing. It's huge. It's so you've got all the buses, you know, and then you've got to walk to the center main area for dining. I wasn't a real fan of the food court. I don't like the overall location, and for the same amount of money I can get a much better experience, I think, at French Quarter or
even Coronado.
Yeah, or Coronado for if I like that size. So but people love them, people book them all the time, so it's, you know, what they enjoy. So
well, and the big thing that's going to happen is when free dining comes out, if it comes out, if you have 5 people and that's the only place you can put them, people are going to learn to love Caribbean Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's a Disney trip.
I have to say, since they started the rooms at Sleep 5, I have sold a little bit more of it.
Yeah, same here.
I think before they put that rooms at Sleep 5 in, I may have sold Caribbean Beach 3 or 4 times in 5 years.
I sold it when people couldn't get free dining at Riverside, then they moved over to Caribbean Beach.
Right, was this past year.
Yeah, but that was totally it. So,
yep.
You know, and I think because, you know, as agents, we might not like a resort, you know, then we kind of influence our clients, good or bad. So,
they do value our opinions. That's our job. We're supposed to experience them. And I think if they get to know what kind of things you like, then they're going to value your opinion, or they're going to say, okay, well, she loved it. That means I'll hate it. And she hated it, so I'll love it. You know,
right.
It goes both ways. It's time to go to our listener corner. And Chris, what do we have in there this week?
Okay. It's an email from Brian, and he writes, my wife and I are going to the World at the end of February, early March, 2016 with our 2-year-old and 6-year-old and their grandma. Okay. Here's the question. If you had one night in Walt Disney World, where would you eat, resort or park, for a nice, quiet, delicious meal? And what park would you suggest? I think this guy is like in my brain, 'cause it's exactly what Kevin and I do. That That night will be our first adults-only visit to Walt Disney World since 2000, and probably our last for a while. Okay, can I answer it? Because this is what we do, basically. My husband and I, like, love to get a sitter and go out to a nice dinner and then go to the park. And we are so predictable. We're always going to go to California Grill together and then go to Magic Kingdom and just walk over. So that's what we tend to do. We've also done Narcoossee's and Citrico's, but I think in general, given the convenience of it, California Grill's our top one. However, I would add that if you're going during Food and Wine, and you're not, but if you were going during Food and Wine, I would say it's fun to just go over to Epcot as an adult, you know, as a couple and do Food and Wine together without the kids.
Yeah, so. I agree with that. Yeah, I actually agree with both of those.
Mm-hmm. And then you just kind of walk around Food and Wine and snack.
Yeah. Yes.
Or even like even if you did California Grill and timed it so that you had extra magic hours in Epcot and did the countries after dinner.
Yeah.
And walked around. That would be nice too if you didn't want to do Magic Kingdom. But I think either one of those are great options.
The Magic Kingdom is a good one because there's so many rides. So you can really get in there. Right. Especially later at night. Like, I enjoy getting dressed up and going to dinner, but that's not the night I'll get dressed up just because I know we're going right to the parks. So I'll go in jeans.
All right. So then, Lauren, we're going to go to you for our tip of the week.
So our tip of the week is don't add a water park option during the wintertime. The reason for this is because you never know what the weather's going to be like. It is an option that you can add on once you get down there. If you see that you're having just an amazingly beautiful week and you're just hitting the weather jackpot, at that point you can add the water park option on, but don't spend the $70 a person roughly until you know for sure you're going to be able to use it.
Okay. And it sounds a little silly when you first say don't use a water park option in the winter, but it is Orlando. The water parks are open. One is usually down for refurbishment anyway.
So you're also limited that way as well.
I would say any time from November 1st on, I would really consider not adding it until like the end of March, really.
Yeah, end of March, I think you're safe. But the problem is that a lot of times people automatically – like one thing I've noticed is that people, they don't know to not add it. So they're checking boxes and stuff. And then later they're like, oh, I didn't know. Like, yeah, you really don't need it. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to wrap up the show. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you have any comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. We'll read those on the air as well, hopefully. And if you like our shows, you can go download those at iTunes and also from mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.